Gotten it, coming straight to prison from the army. Maybe he'd had it with him in Iraq. "Here," he said, holding the paper so she could read the address. "I don't know where that is," she said. "I can put it into my phone."
"I think it's in a shopping plaza just after where 73 and 9 meet. Do you know where that is?"
"I guess," said Kelly. They were already on 73, she was pretty sure, and heading south toward Route 9 and I-87.
"Thanks," he said, and opened the window.
"It should be close."
He exhaled a small cloud of smoke and watched it get sucked out of the car.
"So, what's up? What did you want to see me for?"
I wanted to see how you were doing. They talked about you on the news the other night, how you were getting out of prison, and how a lot of people said you were innocent and that you might have been pardoned if you hadn't been paroled."
"Yeah, I heard that too," said Matt. "There it is. Pull over here."
Kelly pulled the car into a small plaza and into an empty spot. "I'll probably be like 20-30 minutes."
Matt climbed out and Kelly watched him walk into a tattoo parlor. She finished her cigarette, then walked across the street to a fast food place and bought a cup of coffee and two burgers. She put the foil-wrapped burgers on the hood of the car in the sun where they'd stay warm, then got back into the driver's seat, drank her coffee, and waited. After a little more than an hour, Matt came out of the tattoo parlor and walked back to the car. The swastika on his neck was covered by white gauze and masking tape. From a distance, it looked like a giant blister. When he was in earshot, she put down her window and pointed to the burgers.
"I got those for you."
He picked them up and climbed into the car.
"Thanks."
"I got you two," she said, "'cause they were out of fries."
"Out of fries?" He shook his head. "That's fucking bizarre."
He took a bite of one of them.
"That's really good. That's delicious."
Kelly wondered if she should ask about Matt's neck. For a few seconds, she watched him eat, then decided it wasn't the right time, turned the key in the ignition, and pulled back onto Route 9, heading south.
"It's about 4 hours to my place in Queens." She looked over at him.
He yawned.
"You could nap if you want."
"I appreciate you letting me crash there," said Matt.
"You don't want to talk?"
He was starting on the second burger.
"It can wait. And anyway, I want to show you something at the same time."
Matt shrugged again.
"Sounds good," he said, reclining the seat. "Lap of luxury here."
"You want to listen to some music?"
Kelly put up the windows and pulled onto the highway.
"Yes," said Matt. "Weezer."
"I don't have any Weezer," said Kelly.
Matt said, "Put on whatever you want, then," and fell asleep.
2.
"So," said Kelly, "I have a business proposition for you."
Kelly had pulled off the highway at a Best Buy near Albany and bought Matt 2 CDs Weezer had released while he was in prison. She would have played them, but Matt didn't wake up till they were in Queens. In fact, she'd been a little insulted by that. He doesn't see her for 20 years, spends 5 years in an all-male prison, and 5 minutes after their reunion, he falls asleep. To be fair to him, though, she figured he probably hadn't felt safe anywhere in at least 5 years, maybe longer. Maybe since before he'd joined the army. Anyway, he thanked her for the CDs and slipped them into his duffel, saying he'd come back down to her car later to listen to them. The CD player he'd had with him in prison had died during the Obama administration. She said he could listen to them on her laptop and led him up to her apartment, a loft, with his duffel and her pack of cigarettes.
"Mind if I smoke up here?"
he asked her, waiting in the doorway as she felt for her light switch. It was nighttime, and the only light was coming from a traffic signal outside. The whole place was slightly red, then slightly green, and then Kelly flicked the ceiling lamps on.
"Only on the fire escape, please," she said. "This stuff is a little sensitive."
To Matt, Kelly's setup wasn't especially impressive. There were 3 plastic dinner tables arranged in a U with a half dozen boxy black plastic machines on them and some arts and crafts-looking stuff mixed in. There was a desk in the U's middle with a 2-monitor computer surrounded by stacks of files. The bed and kitchen and a couch and a door to the bathroom were at the far end of the room, which was about 10 yards long and 5 wide. There was a little art on the walls. Museum.